Temperatures hover around 100 degrees this afternoon on this, the final weekday of the 2013 Washington County Fair. Farm families tend to livestock in breezy barns. A girl named Emily gives her prize goat Rebel a bath. Fairgoers have enjoyed the Beauty Queen contest, gospel music, daily pig races, tractor pulls, and of course the carnival. But county fairs are also big reunions where farm families show off their best livestock, horticulture, and preserves, vying for that much coveted blue ribbon. Washington County Extension Service Agent Linda Chappell, an expert food preservationist and judge in other counties, gathers up jars of winning preserves from a display rack and sets them on a red checked cloth covered table as a big swamp cooler and huge fans hum around us.
I actually began in my mom and my grandma's kitchen. So when you know how to do yourself, I can't remember not going through a year not canning. You know, my grandparents, my age grandparents, they still can. They still have a garden, they still can. But a lot, then we kind of skipped a generation, but it's coming back.
The USDA and County Cooperative Extension System historically are recognized as the most credible sources for science-based recommendations for food preservation. Extension councils decide programming, including food preservation classes.
First, you can go to uaex.edu and click on publications. Our website's pretty easy to find things, and if you just want to know how to preserve tomatoes, you can go there.
Linda Chappell is one of only a handful of food extension agents in Arkansas that's expert on food preservation. She also teaches safe restaurant food preparation certification courses, and it's super satisfying to hear cooling jars of preserves pop as the metal lids contract and seal. Now, if they don't, no problem. Simply refrigerate immediately and consume the item within a few days. Growing your own food, whether on porch pots, backyard beds, or in community gardens, is on the rise, and Americans are looking towards old traditions.
People do want to be able to raise their own food and be more self-sufficient. We actually had a call this week on somebody that they actually said they kind of live off the grid. They want to learn food preservation so that they can take care of their family. So we actually are getting those very specific questions. People just want to be able to take care of themselves.
So which preserve won best in show? Linda Chappell picks up a jar of orange marmalade.
Perfect. It's perfectly shaped and it just looks like something you definitely want to eat.
Imagine spooning that onto your English muffin some blustery morning this coming winter. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.